Explanation of the necropolis. The necropolis is contemporary to the foundation of Nea Paphos. And as we have said, the Cypriot kingdoms were abolished at the end of the 4th century BC. Therefore, it is not possible to have burials of Cypriot kings. Due to the monumental architecture of the tombs, the conclusion is deducted that this part of the necropolis of Paphos must have been used for burials of rich people, and perhaps for burials of the Ptolemaic state's dignitaries that served in Paphos. This visit includes only a part of the necropolis, the northern part, which entered the UNESCO's list and is the most impressive. The total extent of the cemeteries is very large, as it covers the entire region, that is extended in circumference outside the walls of Paphos, and includes many types of tombs beyond the ones hewn out of the rock. The most ancient tombs are contemporary to the foundation of Nea Paphos, that is to say the end of the 4th century BC. The most imposing ones were made a little later, towards the 3rd century BC, when the richer families developed. Then the region filled up with tombs. The remainder of the burials were spread everywhere, and the site continued to be used as a cemetery, but for the poorer that were reusing the site. Unfortunately, this necropolis has always been known, and it was not only looted, but had been used for many years by quarry workers, troglodytes and others. This resulted in severe destruction to the monuments, which in certain cases were unfortunately totally destroyed. Further down, you will hear the description of all 8 tombs separately.